What I would say is we've got a bit of a history over the last few months, of the last year or two, of unexpected things happening in the political world. And my objective is just to put that different viewpoint out there and to promote myself. I absolutely believe in the West Midlands. I'm passionate about promoting it. And I would be honoured and privileged to be given that job and given that role of promoting the region. And I'm saying, you know, let's take a slightly different, let's take a realistic look at it. Let's give realistic pledges. Let's not promise all sorts of things. M6 toll roads are going to be bought. And, you know, if you listen to some of the candidates, they're going to have investment banks and £1 billion funds, and it's not going to happen, and let's not disappoint people. And, you know, a lot of the reason people are getting very fed up with politicians is they keep promising ridiculous things, and then when they don't happen, you know, people think, well, what's the point? Essentially, it doesn't matter who I vote for, they're telling me I'm going to have this and it doesn't happen. Well, I'm not doing that. I'm saying, look, there isn't a huge amount available, but we can do some good things with what we've got in the combined authority. Although I'm not in favour of it personally, actually we can use that as a tool to do some good, but at the same time, it makes really make sure that it doesn't wander off into being a bureaucratic nightmare.